Yeah, I think we're very much under control till the 45th over. It was very much gettable. 41 runs on 30 balls, 5 wickets in hand, and 2 set batsmen at the crease. But those 2 overs changed the game. 1 over with 1 run only, and the next over 3 wickets. That was the turning point, I think. Of course, you're having main bowlers always. You just utilize them like that in all critical situations in the power plays and for the last overs also. And they did it. I think we played well, but at the end, I already mentioned that last 5 overs, we just could not just make it. That's a big question. At the moment, we have tried different players as an all-rounder, but the problem is that the guys who are good batsmen, they can't bowl like we want them as a full-fledged bowling option. And if we pick the bowlers who are really good in bowling option, then we lack batting. So this is something we are really missing, a quality all-rounder who could really come and deliver in bowling and batting in pressure situations. So that's you can call a real, real genuine all-rounder. And at the moment, we don't have, and we're struggling with that. Surely, because we already played really well against them in South Africa, and at one time we were 2-2 all, and we lost the final game. So this team can really put top sides under pressure. That's the only thing we lack is experience. I think we need to learn quickly. These guys really need to learn quickly and how to handle the pressure in bowling. I think they played him well, and only the last over he has been smashed for some runs. Otherwise, he did well. He hasn't picked any wicket, but still, I think he was doing okay at that stage. But I think the South African played him very well, negotiated him well, and they were just looking that they're not ready to give him wicket.